Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We commence a seminar on parenting.
奉耶稣圣名，我们开始今天下午的这个讲习会，关于这个如何教育孩童。
For sure, I'm not an expert in parenting.
对于我来说，我并不是在这一方面的专长。
But what I want to share with you, I just want to put all the different thoughts and different teaching from different places to for us to consider.
所以我要跟大家分享是从不同层次、不同方向的这个所知道的这些关于如何教导孩童的这些观点跟大家分享。
Altogether, I have 6 PowerPoints.
我一共有6个这个幻灯片。
I do not know. We'll be able to finish it by tomorrow, but there's 6 of them. So there's different subtopics. Including building relationship with our children.
所以我不晓得我们这到明天下午会不会完成这六个幻灯片，但是我们有很多不同的这些小题目。
John, can you go to the third slide, please? Yeah, the third one. Yeah, this one here. Okay. Here. I draw some cartoons and stuff here. And,
所以我在这里画了一些 这个卡通。
Yeah, a lot of stuff in that bag. Okay. So here, actually, there's three different diagrams of parenting.
所以在这里呢，我们有三个不同的这个卡通啊，画一跟亲子的关系。
There's A and there's B and there's C.
有 A 跟 B 跟 C.
So journeying through life.
当我们 journey through.
Yeah, you're journeying through life. Through life, as we journey through life.
当我们这个生活的过程当中呢?
So pretend we have 2 children.
我们幻想我们有2个小孩子.
What picture would fit the most?
哪一个卡通呢是最适合诉说你现在家里的状况?
What is the best picture to describe the best parenting skill?
所以这三个卡通里面呢, 哪一个诉说最好的这个教导的方式?
A, the parents in between, and then 2 children on the side.
第一个就是父母亲在中间，小孩子在旁边。
Then B, 2 parents on the side, and then the 2 children in the middle.
B是父母亲在各左右一旁，然后小孩子在中间。
And C, children one like this, and then you know in between the parents.
所以第三个就是在两个父母亲当中，中间有一个小孩，然后左边有一个小孩。
So which one do you think is the most fitting for good parenting? Which picture? Which diagram?
哪一个这个卡通呢是最好的，是一个教导儿女的一个好例子呢？
So how many people pick A? Raise your hand.
谁选择 A?
Okay. A. Okay. How many people pick B? Raise your hand.
谁选择 B?
Okay. It's okay. So B is more than A.
选 B 的比 A 还要多。
How many people pick C?
谁选择 C?
Okay. Three pick C. Okay. So why do people pick A? Those of you who pick A, why? Okay, let's go to B first. For those of you who pick B, right, because there's a lot of you, why do you pick B?
为什么你选B这样的一个教导方式呢?
Because the children are in the middle.
Yes. Okay. So the children are in the middle and they have both no parents' attention.
B的话，小孩子在中间就是他就是父母亲在旁边，就是小孩子是父母亲的中心。
Actually, a lot of parents make this mistake.
但是很多时候呢，父母亲做这样的一个错误观念。
B is not a good fit for parenting.
B呢，其实不是教导方。
Why is not a good fit for parenting?
为什么他不是教导孩子的一个很好模式呢?
Yes, first, parents are too overprotective. It's not good for children.
因为当父母亲呢，太过在意来保护这个小孩子呢，是不是太好?
What else?
还有什么呢？
Yes. The second thing that actually both parents focus on the relationship with, you know, with the two children, and they are distant from one another.
所以呢，另外一个缺点就是，当这个 父母亲呢，太过在意小孩子，他们夫妻俩的关系就疏远。
What else?
还有什么？
What else? If we eliminate these two children,
如果我们把这两个小孩子挪去的话
，And how do you think the parents feel for one another？
这夫妻关系会如何呢
？Yes, this is very true. They would feel very distant.
如果把这两个小孩子挪去的时候呢，这夫妻他们的关系就会疏远。
So that's why quite often when parents focus so much on the children, and the children they go to college or they get married and things like that.Then all of a sudden, the parents have no idea what to do with themselves. They are lost.
所以很多时候呢，当这个父母亲花很多时间在这些在他们的孩子当中，当这些小孩子长大，然后离开去上课的时候
，And why? Because their children are one that what that bring the two of them together.
然后这夫妻关系就变成非常疏远，因为这个模式呢是这个家庭的模式是孩子把夫妻带在一起。
And we know don't children do not stay home forever.
但是我们知道孩童并不会留在永远留在家里。
If you have a child who's 40 years old and still stay at home, then it's a problem, right?
如果有一个四十岁的如果你有一个四十岁的小孩还在住在家里跟你在家里跟你住到就有问题。
And not only that, quite often when there's argument, when there's problem in the house.Always the children, right? Problems over the children.
还有就是在家里如果有争执的话，通常争执就是关于孩子的这些事情。
So that's why as parents, we should not choose that, diagram B to bring our kids through life.
所以作为一个父母亲呢，我们不应该选择 B 这个模式来教育我们的孩子。
Okay, C, why C? Who picks C?
谁选择 C 呢？
Yeah, okay.Why do you think C is good?
为什么 C 是好的？
Oh, okay, adult children, yes. I guess it does make sense, but if we're going to go through life, I think C is also not a good fit.
如果我们要走过这个人生呢 ，C 它也不是一个很好的模式。
Why C is not a good fit?
为什么它不是一个很好的模式呢？
Why? If you look at why C is not a good fit. What's wrong with this picture?
Favoritism.
Okay, focus on one child. Actually, no, look, one focus here, one focus here, right?
So, 父母亲可能照顾一个孩子，父亲可能照顾另外一个孩子。
Now, if you look at the picture, what's wrong with this picture?
如果我们看这个图片，它有什么问题呢 ？Favoritism.
What's that? Yes. First, a child is still in the middle, so maybe both parents love this child very much, but this child is all the way over here, right? So maybe the dad, I don't know if the dad and mom, I didn't put any dress on, but here they are close to this child, but.The mother here is very distant from this child. It's quite often we also have this kind of relationship too between parents and children.
所以在 C 的一个观念就是，可能我们会对其中一个小孩子给他多余的比较多的关怀，另外一个却忽略了。
So we know that this child will be definitely jealous of this child.
我们知道其中一个小孩子一定对另外一个得到更多爱的小孩子有。
Because this child, actually, this child right here get all the attention from both parents, but this child did not have enough attention from this parent.
因为在两个父母亲中间的这小孩呢，得到的关怀比这个小孩子在单亲旁边的还要多关怀。
Actually, and this diagram is also biblical.
所以在这个图案来说，这也是非常困难的一个模式。
The diagram that you and I should pick is A.
我们要选择的是 A.
Why A? Right? Actually, go to the next slide, please. Yes, actually, this should be the diagram.
这应该是所选择的这个卡通。
What does this mean?
这什么意思呢？
Yes, the mother and father always have to be one.
这父亲跟母亲他们的观点要合一。
So now don't let our children divide us. Don't let our children become between us.
不要让我们的孩子在我们当中啊、就是啊、把我们的关系分割。
Now quite often my nephew asks my wife something, and then my wife say no, and then what are you going to do? He's going to come and ask me, right? That's what he does.
所以，例如说，我的侄子当他问我太太啊、说啊、问我太太一些事情，当我太太说不行的话，他会走来问我。
So if that is the case, if my nephew asks my wife to do a certain thing, then he comes to ask me. Then what should I do?
如果我的侄子去问我的太太一些事情，当他回来问我的时候，我应该做什么？
What should I do?
我应该做什么？
Huh? What's that? Exactly.
我会说你的母亲说什么？
Exactly. I always tell him, what did auntie say? What did auntie tell you? Right?
我常常问他你的阿姨跟你讲什么？
And then he say, oh, she say no. I say, she say no, it's no. That's it, right?
然后说不的话，我也是同意他的看法。
And then if later on I feel like the thing that she knows, she say no about, maybe I feel like maybe she a little bit too tough on him, right? So what should I do?
如果我觉得我太太讲的虽然她不同意，但是我觉得这个对小孩子的成长太过严厉了，我应该做什么呢？
What should I do? Yes, discuss later, exactly.
我们就私底下再谈。
Yes. So later on, you know, how I would discuss, maybe this punishment is, you know, it's too much, right?
所以我可能跟我太太说，这个惩罚这体罚可能比较严厉。
I mean, for example, last week I tell him to, you know, before I went to Bible service, Bible study, I asked him, you know, vacuum the floor, right? Vacuum the whole floor, right? Downstairs.
上个星期呢，我就跟我的侄儿讲，你要在聚会之前你要吸地毯。
And then he asked me, we vacuum, you know, a couple of days ago. Why do we need to vacuum again? That's what he said.
他告诉我， right. 我几天前已经吸过地了，为什么我现在又要再吸地呢？
And then I show him, you see the door, you know, in front of the door, right, the hallway, right? You know who bring all this junk into the house?
我就问他， right. 你知道在这个门口的这个地毯，你看谁把这个脏的这些灰尘带进来？
And the rug in the front of the hallway is full of like dead grass, right? And why? Because he plays. After school, he go out and play football with his buddies. So he comes in, instead of taking his shoes outside, he comes in. So he bring all the grass inside, right? So I tell him, you see this grass, uncle did not bring this grass in. You did, right? So you need to vacuum now the whole floor, the whole downstairs floor, right?
So, 因为我的侄儿他踢完球过后呢，他会穿着他的鞋子走进房子，所以把这个房子的这地毯弄得脏兮兮。我就告诉他说，这个脏兮兮的地毯是谁弄的？我就说是你弄的，叫你弄，你就要把整个地毯吸干净。
So his bedtime is 9:00.
他晚上要9点就寝。
I came back from Bible study around 9:30.
我9点半回到来。
And the floor was not vacuumed.
但是家里的地毯并没有被吸。
And then I told my niece, go wake 7 up, right?
我就告诉我的，我就告诉
wake him up, he was asleep already.
A niece?
Yeah, my niece Evelyn, she lives with us right now.
我告诉我的侄女，叫她去把我的侄儿叫醒。
So he came down.
他下来。
Then I asked him, why didn't you vacuum the whole, you know, the whole bottom floor?
我就问他为什么你没有吸地毯呢？
Then he tried to find a way to lie, right? He's thinking.
他开始在想要去就是要找借口。
And I say, I ask you, why did you did not vacuum the floor uncle asked you to do?
我就问他为什么叔叔叫你吸这个地毯，你却没有这样做呢？
Of course, he have no answer because he's just too lazy to vacuum the floor.
当然他也没有，他不能回，他没有答案，因为他很懒惰。
So I grounded him for the whole month. End of this month, right?
所以我就处罚了他一整个月。
And when I did that, I also called my wife and I called my niece and I explained to them. So 7 is grounded until the end of the month, right? Till the end of the month, then everybody know he's grounded and then he cannot go ask my wife, he doesn't go ask my niece to do things because he knows already, right?
所以当我这样给他这个惩罚的时候，我会告诉我的侄女，告诉我的太太，跟他说，这个现在我的侄儿他已经被惩罚了，所以让他们也知道他，我有给他这个惩罚。
So quite often when we want to teach our children, it's important for, you know, father and mother to sit down together, right? And talk to our children. This is very important.
所以非常重要的就是当父母需要教导孩子的时候，必须要两夫妇就坐下来跟孩子谈。
But quite often, actually, parents, we always get divided by our children.
那很多时候呢，我们常常因为我们的孩子而被有分割出来。
And children are very smart. They know which one they can take advantage of and which one they cannot.
这些小孩子呢非常聪明，他知道。 哪一方呢可以占便宜。
Quite often parents always have to play good cop and bad cop, right?
所以很多时候父母亲会做好警察和坏警察。
But actually, whatever is right is right, whatever is wrong is wrong. There's no such thing as good cop and bad cop. So my wife, quite often, we always a bad cop if he does something wrong, right? And we are good cops if he does something right. Right? It's very normal.
但是我们 不应该要做好警察坏警察，因为对的事情就要做。然后我和我太太，要么就一起做坏警察，要么一起就做好警察。
Of course, my nephew, he's a boy, so boy, we treat him very differently if he would been a girl.
所以因为我的侄儿是一个男的，所以我们对他的这个关系跟对一个女孩子的关系比较不一样。
And my wife, because she's a woman, quite often, you know, she's, you know, emotionally, she's, you know, she would. No, when I say something to him and stuff, and he cries and stuff like that, and my wife is there to comfort him, you know, like that, right?
所以因为我太太是比较情感的，所以当我骂我的侄儿的时候呢，她会去安慰他。But
sometimes it's good, but a lot of times it's also not good. Why? Because as a boy, you cannot be crying for every little thing.
但是 有些时候是好的，但是呢，很多时候是不好，因为小孩子，小男孩不应该每一样事情都在哭。And
that's why, you know, God, you know, give us a mother and a father.
所以神呢给我们一个父亲，一个母亲。And
as a man, there's a certain kind of characteristic that my nephew need to learn how to become a man. And if he was a girl, then there's a certain characteristic he need to develop as a girl.
所以作为一个小男孩呢，他必须要就是培养出一个男人所该有的特征。女孩子她必须要培养出一个女孩子所有的特征。But
my nephew, as a boy, he's so sensitive. He cries all the time.
而是我的侄儿呢，他是那么感情性。
And that is his character.
这就是他的特征。
Even though I don't like it too much, because, you know, for me, I feel like when you are a man, you cannot cry for every little thing.
所以虽然我不同意，因为你作为一个小男孩，你不应该什么事情都会哭。
Of course, you know, for him, he's very emotional, and that's fine, you know, as long as, you know, but at the same time, I just like, and that's why, you know, his character, it's actually, his character, what? First, he's a follower. Right? He doesn't know how to lead. When even kids come to our house, they are younger than he is, they tell him what to do.
所以我的侄儿呢，他本身他的性格是比较情感的，而且他也是一个跟随者。所以当有人来到我们的家里，即使是比他小的，年龄比他小的，他还是会听着比较年龄小的小孩。
For example, one time a kid, he's only 6 years old, they come over my house and they went through the pantry eating the cookies, eating this, eating that. I'm like, seven. You know, you're not getting cookies and stuff like that, right? And before dinner and stuff like that. But for him, he couldn't stop the young boy, the young friend, because, you know, he's not a leader. He's completely a follower. Why? Because his heart is very sensitive.
So
for us here, it's important that as parents, you always have to be one. If parents cannot be one, there's no way you can raise your children the right way.
所以呢，在这个关系，在家庭关系，这父母亲呢，夫妻必须要合而为一。只有这样子，我们才可以带领这个家庭。And
that's why single parent is very difficult.
所以作为一个单亲家庭是非常困难的。When
we talk about single parents, it doesn't mean that the parents have to be divorced. But sometimes single parents, when the father is not involved, and you're bringing up the children.
这单亲家庭不一定说这夫妻分已经离婚了，但是也可以意味着这个父亲在管教孩子这方面呢，并没有做出很大的贡献。
And when the father has no respect for the mother.
或者这个父亲呢对母亲并没有一种尊重。
And for sure the kids will observe all of this.
所以我很肯定这些事情小孩子都看在眼里。
So the minute they realize that the parents are not one, the parents are split, and then they will take advantage of the situation.
所以当这些孩童呢知道父母亲呢并不是他们的意思不是一致的话，他们会趁虚而入。
So any question, any thought? Any question, any thought?
有什么问题吗？
Any questions, any thought on this?
对这个有什么问题或者有什么感想？
Any comment? You guys tired? No. Okay. Let's go to book of Deuteronomy.
我们看《生命记》
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
I think this is very important for us parents. If we want to become one, we must be a great example for our children.
所以我觉得这个非常重要。如果父母亲要成为一体的话，我们必须要这样做。
I think my nephew been living with us for 6 years now. He came with us since he's 4 years old. Now he's 10.
所以我的侄儿呢已经跟我们住了六年，他四岁跟我们跟我们住，所以现在已经十岁了。
I do not remember one time that he see me and my wife argue. Never.
我从来没有在他面前跟我的太太吵架。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Our children should never see us argue as their parents and as wife and husband.
所以我们的孩童呢，不应该看到父母亲呢在他们面前吵架。
Especially for a husband, you know, if we talk, you know, with disrespect to our wives, and we treat them very, you know, not so kindly, then the children will start to do exactly the same thing to them.
如果作为一个父亲对这个母亲没有尊重的话，小孩子就会跟着行。
So here as parents, we need to be an example.
所以在这里呢，作为父母亲，必须要作为给他们做一个榜样。
And Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
生命记第六章第四节。
It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is the only one."
以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
For me, I think this verse is so important.
对我来说，这一节呢是非常重要。
Why? Because many times God always asked Moses to say or make this statement to Israelites.
因为很多时候神呢就要摩西对以色列说某些话。
First, why did God ask Moses to tell the Israelites, "Hear, O Israel"? Why?
为什么神要摩西跟这个以色列人说，以色列啊，你要听？
Any thought?
有什么感想？
Why, "Hear, O Israel"?
为什么他告诉以色列啊，你要听？
Because throughout the book of Moses, right, quite often God always say to Moses, or Moses always say to people, "Hear, O Israel," or "Israel."
当我们看这摩西五书，这摩西五书呢，常常都谈到说，以色列啊，你要听。
So what does that mean? What does that exactly mean?
他这个的这句话的意思是什么？意涵是什么？
Okay, pay attention to what I say. Okay, you know, you can say it differently. You can say, "Hey, pay attention to what I say," right?
你可以说这
you can say that, right? Why have to say "Hear, O Israel"?
他可以说以色列啊，你要听从我所要讲的话。但是为什么他要说以色列啊，你要听？
Think about this, right? Really think about this.
如果我们仔细想一想
，Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, He's the only one.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的。
What does God want them to know when He called them, "Hear, O Israel"?
神要他们知道什么呢？当摩西跟对以色列说，以色列啊，你要听。
Okay.
所以以色列要听这个独一真神的话。
But why is the name? Why would God say, "Hear, O Israel"? What is the significance about that?
为什么要用以色列啊？你要听呢？
Yes, what he says is very important. Yes, that's true.
所以神要说的话是非常重要的。
But remember, during that time, there's only one race that is chosen by God. That was the Israelites.
所以当时呢，只有一个民族被拣选，这就是以色列人。
So when God said, "O Israel," He said that identify, you know, your identity that you belong to God, that you are Israel, that you know that God saves.
这里说以色列啊，这以色列就是一种啊、一种名分，所以它就是属于神的这个。
So in other words, God did not want them to lose their identity.
神不希望他们失掉他们的这个名分。
Because as an Israelite, the way they live their lives, the way you know they walk, the way they talk, is very different than all the other nations.
因为作为以色列人呢，他们所讲的话，他们所行事，跟其他异国的人所做的是很不一样。
Just like nowadays, we say we are TJC members.
就好比我们今天说我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
You know, when we meet a person, they are true Jesus church members. Actually, the way they think, the way they do things are different than all the other people in the world.
所以，当我们今天看到一个真耶稣教会的信徒，他们所行事为人，他们的所作所为，跟世界上一般的人是不一样的。
You know, one of my research I have to do is for the true research committee is to talk about the oneness.In true Jesus Church.
所以我被安排这个这里研究会安排我做一个这个题目，就是在耶稣教会里面的这个独一这个一。
And the reason why I want to talk about the oneness in true Jesus Church because now even though there's true Jesus Church members, but what we believe are not the same.
所以为什么要讲这个独一呢？这个一的这个观念，因为在真耶稣教会里面，虽然我们是成为真耶稣教会的信徒，但是这个对于这个真理却不是合一的。
Some TJC members do not believe you need to be baptized to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为有一些真耶稣教会的信徒
，I mean you need to be baptized to be saved. Sorry, you don't need to be baptized to be saved.
因为有些真耶稣教会的信徒却相信说。你不需要洗礼就可以得救。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's not necessary you speak in tongues.
然后有些也说，你当你领受到圣灵了，你不一定会讲灵言。
So now we are losing our identity very slowly.
所以慢慢的、渐渐的，我们已经失去了我们这个性。
个性 ，OK。That's identity, right? Our identity is very important.
所以我们的这个名分是非常特别的。
And if we lose this, if we lose the identity, and then when our children grow up, they have no idea who they are.
如果我们失去了这个名分呢，我们的孩子当他长大的时候，他却不晓得自己是什么。
If we know that we are the Israelites,
如果我们知道我们是以色列人
then we know what is the most important things in our life.
我们知道我们在生命当中最重要的是什么
That is God Himself.
那就是神本身
Because He's the only one.
因为他是独一的
But if we do not know who we are,
因为如果我们不知道我们自己是谁
then what's important in our lives can vary from different people.
所以我们如果这样的话，我们每个人对于生命中最重要的观念却会不一样。
I mean, for example, if you think about Taiwanese, right?
如果我们想作为一个台湾人
，How do we know a person, you know, from Taiwan? What some of the characteristics they manifest that they're from Taiwan?
所以从台湾来的这些台湾人，他们有什么样的特征
？What is a popular thing in Taiwan?
所以在台湾有什么很流行的事情？
What's that? Oyster pancakes. Is that only Taiwanese eat oyster pancakes?
只有这个蚵仔煎吗？
Yeah. What about stinky tofu?
或者是臭豆腐？
Is that all the China eat stinky tofu too?
在中国有吃这个臭豆腐吗？
Is it really popular like among all the Asians stinky tofu? Oh, stinky tofu shop. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, usually, right? Because...So maybe it's that oyster pancakes, right? That is identity. When you eat that, it's like, oh, you're Taiwanese, right?
所以对于台湾来说，比较特别的这个 这个身份就是他们会吃这个蚵仔煎。
And maybe for Vietnamese, what do you guys Vietnamese usually talk about pho, right? Always Vietnamese noodle pho, right? All the time, right?
所以对于越南人来说，他们常常吃的就是这个越南面。
Eggs or fish sauce, right? Vietnamese eat fish sauce, right?
或者越南人喜欢吃这个鱼酱。
You know what I'm talking about, right? The fish sauce, right? It's very smelly, right?
所以这个已经已经发。发酵过的这个鱼
酱。But if you're Cambodian, you also have this thing that you eat. You eat bahok, right? Bahok is this rotten fermented fish.
所以作为一个柬埔寨的人，我们会吃这个已经已经发酵过的这个鱼。
So I mean, yesterday I went over Joe's house and they cooked this Cambodian dish, and we're eating it, and it's like, oh, the only thing is missing is the rotten fish inside, right? There's no bahok in it, right?
所以
yeah.Yeah, you know, right?
所以当我去舅的家，他准备了一道菜，然后我是说，哦，这道菜少了某一个东西，就是柬埔寨的这个发酵过的鱼。
But the fermented fish we use almost for everything in our dishes.
在柬埔寨，这个发酵过的鱼呢，我们基本上在任何菜当中都会放。
I don't know any other culture eat that kind of rotten fish in a jar, right? It is very smelly, very stinky. You just put the spoon of it, it's just like.You know, it's just really bad smell.
所以这道菜呢，它是非常臭，而且味道非常重。
And of course, everybody have different identities.
所以每一个人呢，他有不同的这个
So for example, you walk on the street, you see a person with a little black thing on their head. What do you think that? Who do you think that is?
例如说，你在马路上看到一个人，一个男人，他头上戴着一顶小帽，那是谁呢？
They are Jews, right? A lot of them, they are Jews, right?
他们很多时候就是犹太人。
And then if, you know, you walk on the street, you see a woman have a veil on, right? And you only see her eyes and no hair and stuff. Well, you know, who is that?
如果我们在街上看到一个女人,她头都盖着,只有露出眼睛,我们知道她是什么。
And they're probably of the Muslim faith.
他们很可能就是回教。
So that's why identity is very important.
所以有这个身份的这个名分。
Because when we know who we are,
因为如果我们知道我们是谁的话,
and then we know what is the most important things in our life.
所以我们知道我们生命当中最重要的事情是什么。
And the problem nowadays with a younger generation, they have no idea who their parents are.
因为但是现在比较年我们下一代的所面临的危机是他们不晓得自己父母亲的名分是什么。
Sometimes they're so confused.
他们很多时候是非常。
Sometimes they think that my Israelites?
他们在想，我们是父母亲是什么？
Or they just like the Moabites, right?
或者是摩押人。
They live in the world, they enjoy the pleasure of the world. Are they the Moabites? Are they Israelites? They are confused.
所以我们下一代呢，他们在看我们在这个世界上享乐，他们在回想我们是父母亲是以色列人或者是摩押人。
Why? Because when we lose our identity,
因为我们失去了这个名分的话
it's very difficult to teach our young our children.To you know, to be assured that the identity is of an Israelite.
所以当我们失去了这个名分的时候，我们很难去教导我们下一代，他们的身份是一个以色列人。
So first, as the you know, True Church members.
所以作为一个真耶稣教会的信徒
，make sure we do not lose our identity.
我们最主要的就是我们不要失去我们这个身份。
And our identity, we are the royal priesthood, we are His holy nation, we are His special people.
所以这个身份就是我们是神的金尊的祭司，是这个圣洁的国度。
We are kings and prophets.
我们是先知，我们也是王子。
And the way we live our life is very different.
我们过我们的生活是与众不同的。
Than the people in the world.
与世界上的人不同。
But if our children cannot identify, you know, us being Israelite, if we just exactly the people in the world, then that's the problem.
如果我们儿女呢没办法分辨出我们是以色列人，跟把我们当作是世界上的人一样的话，这那就是有问题了。
And look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
This is also another thing that you and I should, you know, should be an example of our children.
所以第五节也是我们要给我们儿女做的一个榜样。
You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你们的神。
So here, the first thing we need to be an example to our children, We love God with a totality.
所以我们要给我们孩子做的一个好的榜样，就是我们要尽心尽意尽力的爱主我们的神。
Are we be able to do this?
我们可以这样行吗？
When our children look at us,
当我们的儿女看着我们的
时候， they would say to us, "Wow, my parents love God so much."
他们会告诉我们说，哦，我们父母亲那么爱神。
They love God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their strength.
然后他会说，啊，我的父母亲是尽心尽意尽性的爱主神。
Do our children see that in us?
我们的孩子会在这方面会看到吗？
For me, you know, develop a relationship with our children, and we want our children to be a better person, a better Christian, it all has to do in us also as parents.
所以我觉得，如果我们让我们的孩教导我们的孩童，我们要从我们自己本身开始。
And then verse 6, and this word which I commanded you today should be in your heart.
我第六节，我今日所吩咐你们的话都要记在心上。
So now when we love God with totality,
当我们尽心尽意尽性的爱主我们的神
的时候， we must love him from our heart.
我们必须要从心里来爱他。
And children can pick up very quickly, right? If we truly love to come to church or not, love to pray or not, love to read the Bible or not.They would know. They can see.
所以呢，孩童很容易从我们的行为上看得出我们是否喜欢来教会，喜欢读经祷告。
When they see that we have no love for God and everything we do be very burdensome, then they can feel it. And then for them, they just don't feel why do I need to you know to love God with my totality if my parents doesn't even do it.
如果孩童看到我们，当我们爱神的时候，感觉到是一种重担，他们就不会这样子，因为他们觉得为什么我们要用这样重担的心来爱神呢？
You know, I know a father.
我认识一个父亲。
And his father been drinking for many, many years.
这个父亲呢，酗酒了非常多年。
And when he drinks, usually drinks and he drinks until cannot get up anymore.
所以这父亲呢，他常常酗酒，到他没办法起来的这个程度。
Then when I receive a phone call that you know that one of the young brother, his son.You know, pretty much got suspended for over 3 months because he was drinking in school. Then I wasn't surprised.
所以当我接到一个信息，讲这个弟兄他的儿子呢，因为在学校喝酒，然后被停学，我并不觉得这个是很奇怪的事情。
And then the family asked me, you know, how can I help, you know, that young the young brother.
所以这户家人就问我说，我如何帮助这个小男孩呢？
Actually, his dad is not a believer.
因为他的父亲不是我们教会信徒。
But him and his mom, they are believers.
只有他还有他的母亲是我们教会信徒。
So what do you think when they ask me, how can I help? What is the best thing I should do to help this young brother?
所以我怎样用最好的办法来
协助这个小弟兄。How would you respond to them if you were
going to
ask them? How would you respond to them?
如果这个问题给你，你会怎样回答？
What is the best way to respond to this kind of situation?
回答这样的一种问题要是怎样的回答是最恰当的。
Is it hot in here?
It might be.
Yeah, I think maybe turn on the AC a little bit though. Okay, everybody's falling asleep. It's really hot in here. Yeah. Can someone put the turn on?
Some water, Father.
Is AC on?
Yeah,
it's on, right? Yeah, that's why it's on. That's why. Yeah. So, what is the best way to help this young brother?
So, 要协助这个年轻的弟兄是什么办法是最好的呢？
But the son been drinking for a while too, right? And
因为这个
got into trouble many times already.
因为这个弟兄呢，他其实已经酗酒了一段时间，他也已经就是闯了很多祸。
What do you think the best thing to do?
所以最我们应该最好的方法是如何呢？
Yeah, the best thing to do, the father must quit his drinking.
最好的方法就是父亲必须要停止他的酗酒。
If the father does not quit drinking, the parents have no leverage.To say anything to their son.
如果这个父亲没有办法停止他的酗酒，他就没有办法来跟他的儿子去叫他儿子去停止酗酒。
Imagine the father told his son, "Hey, you stop drinking."
如果呢父亲跟儿子讲你要停止喝酒。
How can you drink if you've been suspended from school for over 3 months, right?
他父亲告诉孩子说你怎么可以喝酒然后在学校停学三个月。
You think the son can listen to the father?
你觉得这个儿子会听父亲的话吗？
Of course not, right?
不会。
Because his father is an alcoholic.
因为他父亲就是一个酗酒的人。
And this kind of situation is the same thing in our faith.
所以这类似同样的，我们在我们信仰生活也是。
Sometimes we as parents we are drunk with the things of this world.
作为父母亲呢，我们因为世界上的这些事情而醉了。
And at the same time we asking our children not to be drunk with the things of this world.
然后我们告诉我们的儿女，不要因为这世界上的事情而被迷惑。
If we are drunk with the things of this world.The chance for our children to be drunk with the things of this world is very high.
如果我们被这个世界上的事情迷惑的话，我们的儿女被这世界上事情迷惑的几率是非常高。
Only we can love God with totality.
除非我们完全相信神。
And then verse 7 says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children."
然后这里说你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You know, if we lose our identity.
如果我们失去了我们这个身份
，If we do not know what is the most important things in our life，
因为如果我们已经忘记了我们生命当中最重要的事情
，And we don't love God at totality，
如果我们没有尽心尽意、尽心的爱主我们的神
，There is no point to teach our children。
这样我们就不需要再教导我们的儿女了
，Because what we teach them will not be according to God's will。
因为我们所教导他们的不是根据神的教导。
If we do not know, if we lose our identity, if we don't know what is the most important things in our lives, and we don't love God, what Do you think we're going to teach our children?
如果我们不失去我们身份，我们不再爱神了，然后我们要用什么话来教导我们儿女呢？
And one of the problems we have now in our church is that some RE teachers they do not believe in the doctrine of TJC anymore.
在我们教会现在所面对的问题就是一些宗教教育老师他们已经不相信我们的基本教训。
And but they still want to teach in RE.
但是他们还要继续在这个宗教教育系统里
面做老师。What do you think they're going to teach if they teach RE and they don't believe the doctrine? What? How are they going to teach the children?
如果这些宗教教育老师不相信我们的基本教育，但是又要做宗教教育老师，会发生什么事呢
？Actually, what they teach is false beliefs and false doctrine. That's what they teach.
他们教的就是假道理。
And this thing will be more prevalent in the future in our church.
所以这些事情呢，在以往的日子将会更显出
来。And that's why it's important as parents, we really need to teach our kids to be rooted in the Word of God.
所以作为父母亲呢，我们要教导我们的儿女在神的道理深深的扎根。
If not for them to stray away, you know, from church or from their faith, it's very easy.
不然的话，他们在他们信仰当中。妥协是非常容易的。
You can see that you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
七节也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
So now we have to take every single opportunity to teach our children.
所以这就是说，我们要抓紧每一个机会来教导我们的儿女。
Because if we don't take the opportunity to teach our children,No, when we sit down, when we walk, when we lie, when we rise, then you know our children are not going to become strong in their faith.
如果我们没有坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来来教导我们儿女的话，我们就没办法建立他们的信仰。
So that's why you know for us, when we if we really want our children to grow up to be you know good Christian,
如果我们要儿女长大成为一个好基督徒的话
，and a virtuous man and a virtuous woman,
是作为一个好行为的一个男人或女人。
We must bring them to church as much as we can.
我们必须要常常尽量带他们多来聚会。
No, quite often if we are new parents, right, we are young parents.
很多时候作为一个就是当我们作为刚刚成为一个父母亲的时候
，No, we focus so much on our children.
我们把我们的注意力。把太多的注意力和心思花在儿子上。
Then focusing so much on our parents, sometimes relationship between wife and husband, you know, become very poor.
所以，当我们把那么多的这个注意力放在这个孩子上面，这个夫妻关系就被影响了。
And more important, our relationship with God also become very poor.
更麻烦的一件事是，当我们跟神的这个关系。
When our children see this and the way we live our lives, what do we, you know, prioritize? What do we do know what do we put first in our lives, the children will know.
所以我们生命当中什么是优先的话，我们儿女是看得到的。
And then verse 8.
第八节。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontlet between your eyes.
你要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
So whatever we do, whatever action we take, make sure the word of God is the one that binds us and guides our action.
所以我们所做的应该要拿神的话。系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
And whatever we see, whatever we think, it also should allow the word of God to guide our thoughts and what we see.
我们所看的、所想的，应该是要用神的话来带领。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
If we do not do this for our children, then our children will grow up and they have no foundation in their faith. They will have no idea who they are.
如果我们没有这样行的话，我们的儿女在信仰并不会扎根。
And of course, you still write them on the doorpost of your house and your gate.
这里就谈到你要写在你们房屋的门框上。
So that would not, you should not only be an example, you know, as parents inside the house, but also outside the house too.
所以我们作为一个父母亲，作为一个父母亲的这个这个榜样，不只是在家里，也是在家外。
No, sometimes we don't think that our children, you know, they observe what we do.
我们很多时候以为我们的儿女没有观察我们所做。
But actually, they always observe what we do.
其实他们常常在观察。
Because especially when they are young, they really, you know, they really want to, you know, want to focus on you, right? And the thing that you do, and the way you talk, the way you walk, they want to be able to, you know, to mimic the same thing.
所以当他们还小的时候呢，他们想尽办法来模仿父母亲。
I remember one time at a church, we all would kneel down and pray.
我记得有一次呢，我们在教会的时候，我们就跪下来祷告。
And this young brother is like 3 or 4 years old.
一个三到四岁的小孩子。
And he walk around and look at everybody's mouth while they're praying.
啊，到每个人的面前呢，看他嘴巴在讲什么。
So when he look at their mouth and he hear the sound they pray, then he try to do exactly the same thing, right?
当他听到这些人在祷告的声音，他就要模仿他们所讲的。
And then one by one, they go to different people to hear the way they sound.
然后他走到每一个人面前来听，然后再学习他们怎样祷告。
And everyday life kids, this is the mentality. They want to follow who, you know, they want to follow the people that they love, the people that they feel they respect, of course, especially parents.
所以这些小孩子呢，他们从小就是要模仿他们所敬爱的这些人，那就是父母亲。
So that's why as parents, it's so important for you and I to be a great example.
所以作为父母亲呢，我们要作为我们孩子的一个好榜样是非常
重要的。And the first example is never to lose our identity. And the first good example is never to lose our identity.
一个最好的方式就是不要失去我们的这个身份。
And never lose the sight what is the most important things in our lives.
也不要失去我们对生命最重要的这个盼望。
And always allow our children to know and to see how much we love God.
我们要常常让我们的儿女都知道我们是多么爱神。
And only then we can teach them.
我们这样行才能教导他们。
If we cannot accomplish the first three things, and then we cannot teach our children.
如果我们没办法完成这三件事情的话，我们没办法教导我们的下一代。
So any question, any thought?
我们有没有问题或者有什么感想？